All right, 1,000 points of light. WMFO, welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And so what we're doing here tonight is we're having part two in our two-part series devoted to Questlove's book, Music is History, which is a terrific book about, as the name might imply, music and history, how music has shaped history and how history has shaped music and the perception of history throughout time and who gets to write it and who has to live it and who has to change it. And it's a terrific book, and I'm proud to say that we had a great show last week, the part one. Part two, we're going to try to keep the music different, although there will be some repeats. I think Prince, very important artist to Questlove, as is Michael Jackson, James Brown. So we might hear from those guys, as we heard in part one. So why don't we move on and get things started. Up first, Macy Gray with Shed, which is a hidden track off her debut record. And this is, you're listening to 1,000 Points of Light here on WMFO 91.5 Medford.
Stay. Law from state to state. We drive along gravel dirt road on street. I your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks. Breaks on a bus, breaks on a car, breaks to make you a superstar. Breaks to win and breaks to lose, but these here breaks will rock your shoes. And these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Another man,
that's the breaks,
and she runs off with him to Japan,
that's the breaks.
And the IRS says they want a chat,
that's the breaks.
And you can't explain why you claimed your cat,
that's the breaks.
And Ma Bell sends you a whopping bill,
that's the breaks.
With 18 phone calls to Brazil,
that's the breaks.
And you borrowed money from the mob,
that's the breaks.
And yesterday you lost your job.
That's the breaks.
Well, these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Throw your hands up in the sky and wave around from side to side. And if you deserve a break tonight, somebody say, all right.
All right.
Say, ho.
Ho.
You don't stop. I keep on. Somebody scream.
Yeah.
Break down. Breaks on a stage, breaks on a screen. Breaks to make your wallet lean. Breaks run cold and breaks run hot. Some folks got them and some have not. But these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break down. Around.
Break it up, break it up.
To the guy in blue, what you gonna do?
Break it up, break it up.
And to the girl in green, don't be so mean.
Break it up, break it up.
And the guy in red, say what I said.
Break it up, break it up.
Break down.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that's Curtis Blow with The Breaks, 1,000 Points of Light. That's from his collection of his greatest hits collection. Before that, Run DMC with My Adidas from Raising Hell. Earth, Wind, and Fire with Shining Star from, I took that from September. And it was Macy Gray's Shed from The ID over in 2001, starting things off. This is our show devoted to Questlove's book, Music is History, actually part two out of a two-part series. If you missed the first one, you were asleep. You missed a great show. This one will be just as good, if not even better. You know, what's funny is that I play all these songs, but there's really not enough time to get into why they're being played. There's an index in the back of the book where he indexes every song mentioned in the book, and it's quite a few of them. And you know, I guess technically I could have four shows, but there's other ideas that I have percolating. I can't have this taking up a huge chunk of time. Anyway, I wanted to mention that Macy Gray. So on that record, The ID, Questlove. So first of all, let me just take a step back. The whole book is about him talking about history, American history, his own history. He has a chapter devoted to each year from the year of his birth, 1971, first, which is also the year of my birth. And, you know, he kind of at 2002, he sort of collapses all the years intervening. So it's not like it's 50 different chapters. It goes as far as 2002. So there's more like 30, which is definitely sufficient. And there are many playlists after each chapter. There's not each chapter, but almost every chapter there's a playlist, and there's a theme for every playlist. And on the Macy Gray one, he actually worked on that record, The ID, but not on that song. But it turns out that song became one of his favorites, so he mentioned that. And also Run DMC, there was a chapter about from the early 80s about early rap and how they a lot of rappers in that era were talking very prominently about what they owned. So sense of identity for that. So that was important, obviously, the Adidas. And then this next track is from Fiona Apple, Not About Love. We're going to play that from Extraordinary Machine. And he was actually in the studio working with her on this record. And as it just so happens, he was trying to get out of the studio to the Diggable Planets reunion. And that was an important thing in 05. And so he wanted to do that. But she was wanting him to stay and work on this one song, which is very complicated, he says. But he was determined to get it right, and he got it in three takes, or on the third take. And we're going to hear it right now. So here it is, Not About Love from Extraordinary Machine, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
last night's phrases, sick with lack of basis, are still writhing on my floor. And it doesn't seem fair that your wicked words are working, holding me down. It doesn't seem right to take information, given at close range, for the gag and the bind and the ammunition. Wrong. The conversation, once colored by esteem, became dialogue as a diagram of a play for blood. Took a vacation, my palate got clean. Now I can taste your agenda while you're spitting your cut. Doesn't make sense. I should fall for the kingcraft of a meritless crown. It doesn't seem right to take information given at close range for the gag and the bind and the ammunition. Wrong. It's not about love.
Joe Black, it's time.
Word is timing. It's time, man.
Alright, begin. Yeah, straight out the fucking dungeons of rap, where fake niggas don't make it back. I don't know how to start this. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface, sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out, defeat foes. Y'all know my steelo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J, sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on the corner, betting grants with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at bass heads, trying to sell some broken amps. G-packs get off quick forever. My niggas talk shit, reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Niggas be running through the block shooting. Time to start the revolution. Catch a body head for Houston once they caught us off guard. The Mac-10 was in the grass and I ran like a cheetah with thoughts of an assassin. Picked the Mac up, told brothers back up. The Mac spit, lead was hitting niggas. One ran, I made a backflip. Heard a few chicks scream, my arms shook. Couldn't look, gave another squeeze. Heard it click, yo, my shit is stuck. Tried to cock it, it wouldn't shoot. Now I'm in danger. Finally pulled it back and saw three bullets caught up in the chamber. So now I'm jetting to the building lobby. And it was full of children, probably couldn't see as high as I be. It's like the game ain't the same. Got younger niggas pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Crews without guns or corners. In broad daylight, stick up kids, they run up on us. 4-5s and gauges, max and facts. Same niggas that catch you back to back, snatching your cracks in black. Yo, was a snitch on the block, getting niggas knocked. So hold your stash to the. Sneakers, 20s a Buddha and bitches with beepers. In the streets I could greet ya. About blunts I teach ya. Inhale deep like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzle as I backtrack to earlier times. Nothing's equivalent to the New York state of mind.
State of mind. State of mind.
Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
Da 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 da
no, no, baby, this ain't leaving. No, 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 no. Inflation, no chance to increase finance. Bills pile up, sky high. Send that boy off to die.
All right, Marvin Gaye, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. From What's Going On, record was voted as Rolling Stone's greatest of all time. I think that was in last year's issue, or not that anyone buys their printed version, but at least on their website, that was the indicator. I think they had finally put that on the number one spot, and Sgt. Pepper was relegated to number two. Anyway, before that, New York State of Mind from Nas, from the Illmatic record, and 1994's greatest rap record is how it's referred to in the Music is History, Questlove's book, which we're having, that's the subject of our show tonight, second in a two-part series. And prior to that, it was Control, the title track from Janet Jackson's record, and it was Fiona Apple's Not About Love from Extraordinary Machines starting things off. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me tonight. Thanks for joining us tonight. For those who have wondered about my interns, they are still here. They're just kind of like socially distant and in another room. But, you know, we text regularly and they're pulling stuff from me all the time. So, you know, they're still here. Anyway, let's look at some of these records that we played from. So Janet Jackson's Control. So I thought Questlove had an interesting theory about that. Is that some records are just kind of like stacked with hits. They're just so strong and there's not a loser in the bunch. But he argues that some records need to have, you know, if you listen to them from start to finish, you really need to have a break between all these strong songs. Not that Control is a weaker one or something that lets you down a little bit, but he did talk about the record for a couple pages, so at length, relatively speaking, and I think that made a lot of sense. I mean, I can't, you know, there's some U2 records that fall into that category and some others that are just so strong from top to bottom. I thought that was an interesting idea. I hadn't thought about putting in or how artists might put in a record that has some songs that are not losers necessarily, but just not as strong, to kind of give the listener a break. And then, of course, Marvin Gaye's Inner City Blues. I mean, that kind of speaks for itself, really. I mean, a lot of the themes in that song, like Trigger Happy Police and that sort of thing, we're still dealing with 50 years later. All right, let's move on. Up next, we have this track here from Prince. So Prince, extremely important to this book and to Questlove. And we should really be playing more than just one of his songs, but alas, too much to get to here. This is going to be Raspberry Beret, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Part time. I put on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turn me on. There's something about the clouds and her mist. She wasn't too bright, but after that, when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry footprint, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry footprint, and if it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry footprint, I think I love her. The rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. You feel like a movie star. Listen, this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest, but I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. Cause baby, I'm the most, but a girl as fine as she was then. Love, I'm
exactly why I'm singing this song to you. To let you know that real dreams do come true. You tell me, what does it mean?
People out there, can you not? make it so good. You turn a woman.